not going to beat around the bush, and we should just crack on with our last talk for the conference. This one is from Fiendish Crypto, a passionate BCH community advocate, a huge influence in improving community attitudes and culture. He was the organizer of the BCH 22 conference in St. Kitts that I know many of you were at and really enjoyed. He's coming to us today from Germany. So please welcome Elliot with his talk, Making the Impossible a Reality.
Cheers. Thank you. How's everyone doing? Have you had a good BCH Bliss?
Yeah.
Woo! I think this has been amazing. Sorry. Yes, so I've had an amazing BCH Bliss so far, I can say that. I've had, there's been some great talks here. Especially, I'd like to also massive thanks to Jonathan again for organizing all this and making it a reality. So if everyone could give their hands together, give a round of applause. Good, Jonathan, thank you. Here's a clicker. Good. So I'd like to say that they saved the best till last, but that would be lying. You know, but how can you compete with, you know, the General and Matthew? You know, really great talks. Yeah, so I'm Elliot, otherwise known as Fiendish Crypto. So I also founded the R Cash Tokens subreddit and its Telegram, and I'm a very, very passionate believer of Bitcoin Cash. And I'd like to start here. The topic is BCH, Making the Impossible a Reality. And I'd like to start with a fiendish dream. This is pinned on my Twitter. This is a dream where all beings can trade with each other freely, right? There's no middlemen. There's no restrictions. Money can be instantly sent to anyone from anyone in the planet in exchange for goods and services. And all of this is essentially free. What's important is this money is rare, it's precious, and it holds its values. And with Bitcoin Cash, this dream is made possible. There's a good reason why all of us have made this travel, right? To come here and meet each other, some of us at great expense. It's because we love this coin for very good reasons. And it's good to remind ourselves of what those reasons are. I'm sure everyone here is aware. But still, let's remind ourselves, and for anyone that's watching online and new people to the community, it's maybe not so clear. The most important thing for me about Bitcoin Cash is that it is permissionless, and this is really critical. So there's no government ID required to be able to open up an account, right? Your wallet, to be able to use this network. And no one can block your transactions, whether it's incoming or outcoming. And this is the most important point, in my opinion. It's decentralized. BCH belongs to everyone. No single entity or government can control the network, which allows it to be permissionless. And this offers tremendous stability in the system. It is trustless. You don't need to trust. The transactions on BCH are non-reversible. So once you receive that money, it's yours until you voluntarily give it to someone else for their good or service. And this is unlike Visa or MasterCard or the current banking system, where reversals can happen days, weeks, or even months afterwards. And this allows actually BCH to go into markets where it's just not really possible with the fiat system. This offers great security. BCH separates the money from the state. I know many people here, this is incredibly important. So no government or country owns BCH. Right, it has no political associations, and whether a country uses BCH, it doesn't benefit them, it doesn't hinder them, in particular to anyone else. And this actually removes geopolitical conflict. It is low fee, it is low friction. And this is critical for a cash replacement. Whether you're buying a house, which is important for BTC, right, or your Lamborghini, more importantly, a cup of coffee or just a stick of gum, BCH works at every price point. And last, privacy. penultimate point. BCH offers privacy. All the transactions are pseudo-anonymous, and we have cash tokens. No. We have cash fusion. We have a Monero-like privacy. But all the transactions are on the chain, and it's an open ledger, so it's auditable. So unlike other chains, we can make sure that there's no inflation bugs. And at a certain point, when this will be used as world currency, it's important. Governments can also be held accountable for their spending because it will be visible. And this is an important point, right? So we have the visibility from the government, the transparency of governments, but privacy for the individual. So we flip it around. The last point, fixed supply. And this is really important for me, at least, but hopefully it's important for you too. I could actually spend an entire presentation into why a fixed supply is important and how a deflationary currency leads to wiser spending and can have a really positive economical, ecological, and social impact. But put simply, having a fixed supply allows people to save without their wealth being eroded by reckless printing of money. So I'm not too hung up on politics or ideas. I'm quite pragmatic. Decentralized is used quite a lot, right? Is it important? Well, I think decentralization of power, of money, of information, historically, when we look at it, there's so much evidence that the more decentralized that the society has got, the wealthier the majority of people have become. So I'm sure many of you are aware, the church used to have an almost complete monopoly on information. So scribes used to write books, and what people read, and very few people could read, but those that could read, what was read was controlled by the church, and of course what wasn't able to be read. And then there was a lot of friction from the church, but against this particular device, the Gutenberg printing press, this is in the mid-1400s, and this changed everything. Because you no longer had this centralized point. People could print en masse. And ironically enough, the most printed book was the Bible, right? But it allowed information to be democratized, disseminated across the world. And there was much less friction, much less centralization of that information flow. And it's actually led to this is the entire foundation of the Renaissance. Even the Industrial Revolution, this is one of the earliest machines that was made to industrialize the printing of information. And money is just that. Money is information. It's one of the purest information that we have available to us. It lets us know how much do I value this thing. And it's a subjective valuation. This glass of water, I value this very highly. I'm in the desert and I'm dehydrated. This glass of water, I don't value very highly. I come from the UK and it rains a fucking lot. Right? That's a subjective thing. And this allows to send a signal that creates an optimal allocation of resources. And it allows for unimaginably complicated networks to not only work, but work well. And that is our global economy. And anything that impedes this information flow, middlemen, taxes, well, this leads to a worse form of resource allocation, right? It leads to poverty or not maximizing our wealth. Thomas Jefferson, the founding forefather of America, he understood this, right? So Thomas Jefferson said that if the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuing of their currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, that the banks and corporations would grow up around them and depriving people of all their property. He believed that the banking institutions were more dangerous to American liberties than standing armies. He believed that the issuing of money should be taken from banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belonged. I'm thinking about the connections. Thomas Jefferson, he was a bee casher. And he had a tremendous amount of foresight. And it's important to think about this. Like, we have this vision of what Bitcoin Cash, like this future that we're building. And it's important to understand, like, why we're building it. And I don't want to dwell on this, but it is important to keep this in mind, because there are others that are trying desperately to create an alternate future for us. And this is one of the central bank digital coin, so CBDC. We've all heard about it, but many people do not really understand it, especially those that are not into crypto. But they're scared of it, right? But they don't really get it. So the CBDC is the antithesis of what Bitcoin Cash offers. So firstly, it's permissioned. You need permission to use it. You'll need an official government ID to be able to open up an account. You have to jump through KYC. You have to give all of your information out, putting you at risk. It is centralized, so one government or institution has complete control over this ecosystem, this network. It requires trust, right? Just like MasterCard, just like Visa, just like the current banking institution, your transaction can be reversed. Taking, you know, you can no longer interact with those markets where scamming crime is relatively high, but there are also very innocent people that just want to purchase, want to be part of the financial system. And not only do you have to trust other players, you have to trust the owner of this system. It's not great. CBDCs offer zero privacy. So every transaction you make on the blockchain, they can see everything, where it's coming from, where it's going, exactly what you're buying. There are many things that we don't want to be shared with the world. The medication you're buying, maybe a political donation, yeah, maybe that that toy you've bought for you and your wife. It's harmless, right? But you know, we don't want that information out there. And some of it's not so harmless. Some of it can bite us in the ass. But just important is this privacy, of course, and for those that are listening, this isn't... no privacy doesn't extend to the government. No, the government, they will be hiding their expenses just like they do today. There is an endless supply of money, right? And this is a simple one. If you could print money, would you? You fucking liars. I would. And so would the government, right? And they do that. Bullshit. Anyone that has basically bought a token, you know, that is essentially you're printing money, right? Anyway, let's not get distracted on that. And this is why, right, the euro, we all know this, but the euro and the dollar is always trending towards zero. Because the government didn't get the memo that money doesn't grow on trees. So we are not looking at endless supply, right? It's low free and low friction, but only at first. I'm quite convinced that the way that they'll sell CBDCs is to the taxpayer. Hey, dear taxpayer, you're already paying all these benefits to people. And this is programmable money, right? We can stop them from buying cigarettes and drugs or anything, you know, these luxuries. We can tie money so that they can only spend it on nappies, baby formula, healthy food, bugs, but no meat. Great, says the taxpayer. Finally, my tax money is used sensibly. Yeah, right. Yeah, that programmable money is going to be used against you. You go out and protest against the government. Boop. There goes your money. You say the wrong thing on Twitter. Boop. You're out. You don't have any money. You can't buy anything. Okay, screw this. I'm going to leave the country. That's fine. Boop. Your assets, your shares, your house, everything. You can't bring that with you. It's gone. And there is no cash in this system, so you can't go and buy milk. You can't go and buy bread. You don't have access to anything. There is no money other than the CBDC. And you could go to your neighbor, but then they're at risk of the same thing. And that's the problem with CBDCs. This is state-controlled money. The money belongs to and is controlled entirely by the bank and the state. And this sets up the stage for actually lots of political conflict, as countries do everything they can to strengthen their currency and weaken their competitors. And for you as an individual, it means you have absolutely zero private life. So whether left or right, it's really important to stand up and fight and really say no to CBDCs. But that's not why we're here, right? Because we're here to ensure that that future has no chance of happening. And we are here to build a bright future, a wonderful future, a free future, a liberal, a future full of liberty. The future with BCH. And this is where people can interact freely with each other. There is the optimal allocation of resources to maximizing wealth. We have the ability to save without having to speculate. The freedoms and rights of property are enshrined and protected, and we continue the path towards decentralized liberty as set out by Gutenberg's Press. And I hope that everyone here that's into Bitcoin Cash can agree with this, that we can align on this, that this is the future that we want to build. Because if we're all aligned on this, it makes the next part easy. Because the question is, well, how do we get there? How do we create this future and make this future of BCH a reality? And I gave a lot of thought about this, like, what is money? What gives it power? What gives it utility? And the answer is relatively simple. It's actually very simple. The power and utility of money is exponentially linked to the size of the network. It's obvious, right? The more users, the more people that accept a particular currency, the stronger it is. The more people want to join that. So this made the quest of how to improve this very easy. All right, BCH is we need to A, expand the network, or B, promote activities that assist with A, expanding the network. Simples. So we can break that down. Like, what is the network? Well, as already mentioned, like, we need people that accept Bitcoin Cash. That's really important. But equally important is the people actually using those merchants, those shops, those services. And at a certain point in time, that will all be important. I'm convinced of this. It will just be a technology, buyers and sellers, and the businesses that are built on that tech. But we're not that far yet. And for me, Bitcoin Cash is closer akin to a social network. It requires a community to go out and encourage people to use Bitcoin Cash, to accept Bitcoin Cash. And they do this by raising awareness. And this is the part that I think is really important. So this is high level. How do we get there? The question is, who gets us there? And as Chippy will be able to answer, the big reveal. Someone. I liked it on the first night with Jeremy. We were talking about maybe changing this to, how can I help? And I think that's a good next step. Someone. The world needs someone to create this future. And who's that someone? Even simply, hands up. It's you. It's you. It's everyone, right? Everyone that wants to make BCH a success needs to be part of this. And everyone here at the conference, you know, you've all made so much effort. You know, I know it's cost some of you quite a lot of money to be here. And this is already so much. And what I'm asking for is not, you know, also you guys, but especially the ones at home, especially those, we have many that are passive in the community, that maybe they just write a little bit on Telegram, is everyone to give just that extra 1%. That's it, 1%. That extra 1% compound. It's really impressive. And they compound and it becomes exponential. And this makes the chance of this future become so much more realistic and attainable. So many people here, there's many builders, and you already know kind of like what it is to do. Where can I give that extra 1%? But maybe there'll be some things that you're not really aware of. One thing's for sure is there's many things that the community aren't aware of, and they're the ones especially sat watching the live stream. How you can help, how you can be that someone. So the very first start for me is like, it's the chicken or the egg, but you have to have someone willing to accept your Bitcoin Cash for you to be able to be a user. So the merchant onboarding for me is the first step, and it could be a merchant, a service, or whatever. And according to Bitcoin Maps, you're already doing incredibly well here. So in SickKids and Nevis, we have apparently over 180 places accepting Bitcoin Cash, over 300 in Australia. Hello, there's David. I know who you are now. And over 20,000 in USA. I mean, these are fantastic numbers, right? That's really impressive. And I'm convinced that we can do so much more, and also much more meaningful adoption. Do any of you just go to a bakery, the same bakery every week to buy your bread because it tastes so good? I do. Or go to a cafe because, you know, they do great cappuccino or mocha or whatever it is you like. Have you asked them, do you accept Bitcoin Cash? No? Start. This is the 1%. Do you know what they'll say? Fuck off.
No.
No, they, you know, especially in Germany, right? No one, we have to be honest with ourselves. Like, we're right at the start of this. Very few people accept cryptocurrencies outside of Slovenia. They'll say no. Let me tell you about Bitcoin Cash. It's amazing. They know you, right? You're a regular. You're always going in here to buy Bitcoin Cash. They'll put up with some of your shit. Tell them about it. A few sentences, that's it. You ask them a second time next week when you go and buy your bread. They'll say, no, we don't accept that. What are you talking about? Ah, but let me tell you all the stuff that's going on last week. I can read the BCH Foundation news about that. Third time, fourth time. And this is the important thing, right? So I come from a background of where I'm also selling. Selling doesn't happen on the first time. It's like planting a tree. You put the seed in, you put some fertilizer in, you get some water in, right? But the most important thing is time. It needs time to germinate and to start. And this is what's happening in the mind of the person. They start thinking about this. You ask them five times, six times. You're going in there every week. They know you. They'll put up with this. You're buying their bread. Time 11, you'll be surprised how often this happens. And I have tried this now. All right, I'll accept it. Great. This is a good feeling. So what do you do next? Your bakery's accepting Bitcoin Cash. Do you go off and run off to a million other bakeries and get them onboarded? Who thinks no? Hands up. Who thinks we should just onboard loads of bakeries now? Hands up. Our developers. And this is why we don't put developers in sales. They have no fucking clue. You go to that bakery and you buy bread. It's that simple. Be the user. Don't go and onboard other bakeries and split your money. You can only eat so much bread. Well, unless you're, you know, really fat, which I've got recently, you know, but that's why I'm not wearing my suit. It didn't fit. Use those services. And it's really simple. Be that user. Don't put it on someone else. Hey, I've onboarded them. I'll spread it around in the Bitcoin Cash community, and someone in Japan's going to use my bakery in Germany. No, it's not going to work. Merchants accepting BCH is only sustainable if there are customers using BCH. And this comes to think globally, right? BCH will become a world currency. It's going to be used by every country across the globe. And we achieve that by acting locally. So we've got the bakery accepting BCH. What's next? Do you have a gardener that comes and mows your lawn? When you go to the cinema, do you have a babysitter? When you go on holiday, a cat sitter? Do you have Spanish lessons or music lessons? Have you asked that tutor, like, do you accept Bitcoin Cash? No? Will you accept Bitcoin Cash? Would you accept if I give you 10% extra, 20% extra? Do you like Ryan? 100% extra. And what do they say? No. Okay. Do we give up? No. Never give up. Yeah, that's nice. What's your name again, sorry? Shadow. Not the shadow. The shadow. We've got the shadow here. Wow. That's crazy. You don't give up, right? You offer them some extra money, extra BCH, they're probably going to say no, right? But you ask them next time you have your piano lesson or whatever it is, and talk to a bit more about BCH. And do the same thing. And eventually, all they go, oh, Jesus Christ, Elliot. All right, tell me about BCH. Like, where can I spend this? Ah, you got them. And you talk about the stuff online, right? Ah, you can go to Bickery and you can spend this at Amazon.com. Okay, Amazon, okay, that's pretty big, right? And Namecheap if they want to get a domain or... And all that online stuff is great, right? And it does have an impact. But do you know where there's a real kicker where you blow their head away? Hey, do you know that local bakery? Oh, they do amazing bread. I always buy my bread there every week. They accept BCH. That's what hits them, because then it gives the impression of a much larger network than is really the reality. Amazon's accepting this, right, via third party, but Amazon, that's the big thing, right? But it's also a local shop in my tiny village is accepting this. Wow. And this is three birds with one stone. You as a BCH user, you can use your BCH on something that you want, something you need. There is a new merchant in the ecosystem. Great. And the bakery that you've onboarded now just has a new customer getting BCH, and only because they accept BCH. And this is strengthening the network. It's like creating little synapses, little neurons. And if everyone, and I'm asking you all to do this, like really, this isn't supposed to be a presentation. Do this. Try this. I know many of you are builders and developers, and maybe it's a little bit scary, but don't try it. Once you've done it once, it's not that bad. And these little cells, they grow all over your country. And eventually, they start connecting with each other, and they create networks. And after that, they connect across countries. And this is how we get to global adoption. And this can and will happen when we act locally. So if you aren't doing this, and this is really a call to everyone, do this. Do it on small scale at only the establishments that you know you are going to frequent on a weekly basis, or even more often. So what do we do now? Well, networking. This is an important part, right? We reach out to the BCH community and we tell them about our tips and tricks. How did we onboard this person? We share that with the network. And we can ask the permission of that bakery, of that guitar tutor, if we can also share their name. Maybe we can draw them some business. But you network. And we've got many places on the online communities where you can network with other BCHers. So on Twitter, we've got the Bitcoin Cash community. On Telegram, there are well over 100 active BCH groups. It's insane. The main ones being BCH Channel. My personal one is Cash Tokens, our Cash Tokens, where you can talk about the Cash Tokens protocol for businesses, entrepreneurs, and development. On Reddit, we've got the main one at Bitcoin Cash. RBTC is still somewhat BCH friendly, and our Cash Tokens. And I really think it's important to be doing this. I know I've spoken with several of you here, and I know that you're not so active online. And this is, you know, maybe that 1% extra that you could be doing is just liking stuff, that 1% more, writing a little comment. This helps with the algorithm. Whether it's on Reddit, whether it's on Twitter, you see something in BCH you like. Take that 1 minute or whatever it is to write the comment. Let's face it, it's not even that, right? It's 10 seconds. It really helps. It creates awareness. And this doesn't just need to be online. Meeting in person has so much more impact than anything online. And I discovered this, you know, going to the Bitcoin Cash 2022 in St. Kitts, where I met many of you and built real friendships and really strong networks. And I, you know, great stuff comes with this. And it allows for then, when working online, a much more meaningful and deep relationship and much more productive. But this doesn't have to be expensive conferences. You know, it can be free or cheap meetings in your local pub, in a local venue, where you just put something out in social media to invite people, and you get together and you talk about Bitcoin Cash, you talk about adoption, you talk about why you love it, whatever it is. Network, meet people, share tips and tricks, what's working for you. All right, and let's be honest, that's why we're here, right? The presentations were amazing. I really enjoyed them. But the real meat of such a conference is actually getting to meet people, talk to them, discuss their projects. By coming here, you've shown the real proof of work. You know people now personally, and you're so much more likely, because you know those people personally, to help them and also to be helped for your project or idea. And as a little anecdote, like, so one of our, or the most successful BCH app and the company behind it, General Protocols, they met at also such a conference in Australia, 2019. And that would be an amazing, amazing thing to happen today, right? Because we've got so many builders, so many developers in here. And if that networking could lead to this next thing, this is where things get really interesting. Products. You're already working on so many products, but this is a chance for you to work together, to join together, and maybe join what you're already building on to create something of importance. Build things that serve a need. This is really a critical thing. So we've already got many products on BCH. We've got Cache Fusion, as already mentioned. So this allows Monero-like privacy. We have Flipstarter, so people can come and pitch their idea and get funded by the community. We've got a huge amount of wallets, web wallets, iPhone, Android, Cache Tokens aware wallets, and protocols that support the ecosystem.
Fiendish, sorry to interrupt, but we have one more block until Abla goes live. So we might be seeing that very shortly, and I'll interrupt you again if that happens.
This was well-timed. Abla. Okay, before that block goes through, so like anyone that, I guess everyone's aware, right, but Abla's really important. Like the adaptive block limit algorithm. Like this is, if we had this before 2017, they wouldn't. Bitcoin would be worth a million. It'd be used everywhere, and I'd be able to buy my Steam games using crypto. And to pull this back to like the networking thing, or something I want to talk about in a minute of content, like when this goes through, you know, please, everyone, get on your phone and retweet this out. Because I think this is something that's really important to everyone. You know, everyone knows Bitcoin. Everyone, or most people in the wider community, know about the big block split and everything that happened there. Because this is a real feather in the hat, right? This is sewing up that social attack for forever. So yes, products. Build products that serve a need. And this is something that I'm convinced that extra 1% is to improve on this aspect. It's really challenging to know if your product has a need, right? Or how strong that need is. How much value do people put on your product if you don't have a price, if it's free? As you said, like this, the reason why BCH, why money is so important is because it's information, it's sending a signal. And this allows you to decide if you're using your time valuably. I'm creating value because people are willing to pay me for my product. Or I'm wasting my time, or I'm not using it so optimally because actually no one really wants this. And so this leads to the next thing. This really aims at the builders of the community and people that are here, is build business and business models around your product. Like, this is maybe asking more than 1%, but I'm pretty sure you'll be grateful for it when you start thinking like this. Build products that generate revenue. And we've got businesses in BCH. As already mentioned, we've got Bitgree, where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash on online platforms like Amazon, which is fantastic. We've got Cash Rain that allows for social media marketing. Prediction markets available on BCH Guru. And my absolute favorite is BCH Bull. So we've already talked about this. John's gone into this. So the highest total value locked at $14 million. People are putting huge amount of value on this product. It's a clear signal that they're on the right path and they've made the right choices and they can put further investments there. So to make sure it's clear to anyone, everyone that's not aware, BCH Bull, it allows you to leverage your BCH. And when you speculate, the price is going up. Or more importantly, I guess, to many more normies that will enter the ecosystem at some point, is to be able to hedge your BCH so you can take out that volatility. At the moment, you can hedge against gold, you can BTC, many other assets, and recently introduced is euros. And I want all the the budding entrepreneurs and product builders here to also just be aware of something, is that the BCH ecosystem is full of really passionate people. It's, you know, it's really amazing to be working here. Lots of builders. When we think of the size of our ecosystem, the amount of products we've got, just look at all the wallets, it's crazy. But the actual user base is still relatively small. So when you're creating your product and your idea is just to make money and revenues from the users that BCH already has, you have to appreciate that you are then pioneers. But then if you're relying on the users that are already there, then you're relying on someone else to get you new users. That's risky. And what I would advise is, like with CoinGraze, which I think is the absolute correct way of looking at this, is don't look for the users already there. Look for the users that aren't there. Because then you are reliant on yourself, your product, your go-to-market strategy, your marketing, and no one else. That sounds a lot better to me. You'll be much happier with this decision because your success or failure relies on you, no one else. You've got a much higher chance of being financially successful. And when you are, we all get to benefit from this. We get more transactions, more user activity. Create your market with your product. Okay, so this is quite high. This is just for more the builders, and I guess not everyone's an entrepreneur. And for those builders that aren't entrepreneurs, like team up with entrepreneurs, like you share your ideas because you can't do everything. But let's pull this back to something where everyone can join in, everyone in the community. How are we looking on time?
Still waiting.
Okay. Let's see if we get cut in. Build it, and they will come. This is what a top CEO of he was a Microsoft executive, right? And he's in a top CEO now of a multinational company. And he said to me, this personally, build it, and they will come was the single worst piece of information he had ever been given at the tip. Build it and they will come. He said that this is a complete pipe dream. It's nonsense. And he comes from an engineer's background, just like many people I know in the community here. We've got a great product. Bitcoin Cash is a fantastic product. It's already rivaling MasterCard and Visa. Okay, we're building on it, right? Continuously. We've got the Abla upgrade coming in seconds, maybe, which is, you know, so we're always improving it. And that's important. But we've got a great product. That's not what's holding Bitcoin Cash back. I'm convinced of this. And what we can do is raise more awareness. And everyone can help with this. So with marketing, we've got many marketing strategies. You know, you could spend a lot of money and wrap your entire car in a Bitcoin Cash logo. So this has been done in Australia, in India, in the Caribbean. You could print out and build a massive replica of Bitcoin Cash or host very expensive parties with lavish marketing, very expensive dresses, and renting out some lovely girls to promote all that. I'm guessing most of us don't have the money for such things. That's okay. There's probably a much more effective way of doing marketing that's certainly cheaper. And let's start at the real basics. Stickers. Logos, right? You go online, you can find stickers. They're just a few bucks. You've got your cafe.
Free stickers.
There you go. Free stickers at the BitcoinCashFoundation.org. This is the 1%. Do this. Don't just listen and think, yeah, that's a great idea. And then you go on with your life. Do it. And I'll be doing it, by the way. So you've got your bakery accepting Bitcoin Cash. You've got your guitar tutor, whatever it is, accepting Bitcoin Cash. Ask them, like, can I put a logo on your shop door? Yeah, great, here. Don't have to pay for it. Here you go. And I travel a lot. You know, last few months I've been in Mumbai, I've been in Madrid, I've been in London, and I see everywhere I go, there's stickers of bands, stickers of politicians, stickers of this and that. There could be a hell of a lot more Bitcoin Cash stickers out there. So in your little places now, because you're going to do this, you're going to listen to this advice, you're going to go out and you're going to onboard over the next month that one bakery or whatever, the cafe, and we're going to start seeing some more Bitcoin Cash stickers out there. It's cheap, and it has an effect. And this can also be done online. You know, you can go on to do your marketing on Twitter. Calling it X is still very wrong for me, but there you go. On Reddit. Because, you know, creating content has never been easier or cheaper today. And so if this is your 1%, like, this could be huge. We've got content. We've got lovely content. So Jeremy and his Bitcoin Cash podcast. This is absolutely awesome. So talking to key people in the industry. We've got the Bitcoin Cash Foundation, which does the weekly news bulletin where you can understand what's been going on in the community over the last week. Or myself, I just write The Fiendish Dream, for example, with an AI-generated image.
That's it. Congratulations, Bitcoin Cash community. Abler is
Abler is live.
Amazing.
This is good news. So, is someone going to send a transaction now? Make sure everything's working. So you're all invited now to, you know, can we do a tweet on that from the BCH Bliss?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I'd love to get everyone, if everyone could retweet a BCH Bliss tweet about that, about Abler, it'd be pretty cool. Draw some noise, draw some attention to this. This is important. This is a monumentous occasion.
All right, done. I'll retweet it now.
Joe, I'm going to do the same. Let me get on there. By the way, and also, if you're not using Twitter or X, you know, I understand his weaknesses, but I would advise, you know, to do it. You could, by just going on there and retweeting a few things from the more popular Bitcoin Cash content creators, it really helps create some noise, especially now with the conference. And every like and every comment you make to something, it actually increases its visibility to everyone. So join in.
We will have a video shortly explaining Abler for anybody who's watching and a little bit out of the loop. That'll be coming shortly after this talk.
Fantastic. Good. Yep. So we've also got, many people have met, Ray creating vlogs and Ryan too. And these are really fantastic. And what's important here is everyone here is amateurs in this scene. Right? We've got our jobs and we earn our money and we do this because we love Bitcoin Cash and we want it to be successful. And you can join in with this too. So, you know, for those of you that aren't camera shy, just try it. Grab your phone, record yourself, talk into it. Talk about Bitcoin Cash. Why do you love it? Who have you onboarded? Talk about the cafe you just got in. Whatever it is, post it on YouTube and post links to that YouTube on Twitter or Reddit or wherever. What is the worst that can happen? Some wanker says it's shit. Can't please everyone. Adapt. Remake it, right? Just do something a bit different next time. But in the best case, maybe it works. You know, maybe you get quite a few likes. People enjoy it. You increase BCH awareness. Maybe even get some donations. You can be paid a little bit of money for your hobby in BCH. And for those of you that are shy, there's other ways, right, of creating content. Content has never been easier or cheaper to create than it is today. This is a selection of images that I've created, and all of this is with DALL-E Bing from Microsoft. So it's free, it's AI. I have an idea in my head, I write down a sentence, and these images are created. It's amazing. I mean, I could never create these myself. I'm not a good artist, and to, you know, pay someone else to do this without AI would cost a lot of money. And all of these images has an importance. So no one on their own is going to make someone buy BCH, but they create brand awareness. And I chose these images on purpose. You know, I had the bull because BCH is bullish. The emerald because BCH has value. The genie lamp because the genie's out of the bottle with the Bitcoin protocol. No one's putting that back in. The family because Bitcoin Cash is for everyone, not just anarchists or people that are anti-state. It is for everyone. And the wings on the Bitcoin Cash is a bit hidden because Bitcoin Cash is for freedom. It's for liberty. And if everyone was just to create one piece of content, this is 30 seconds. I just put it into Dali Bing, walk away, it does its thing. I come back and I slap it on Twitter. It's 30 seconds, maybe a minute. If everyone was just to create like a piece of content, just one piece in a week, or even just half of you were to do this, right? We would have exponentially more content online that just raises that awareness of BCH. And this is where, you know, it can help so much. They say that a picture paints 1,000 words. And it's really true. And this is somewhere I can say that the Bitcoin Cash community has got so much better over the last 12 or 18 months. I remember, you know, the Bitcoin Cash community is full of really intellectual people. They have great arguments. And about like 2 years ago, there'd be some maximalist saying some crap. And someone from BCH would put in their well-laid argument, lots of facts, you know, on social media. And there'd be one image sent back with like Roger Ver crying or something. And that would be it, you know. It'd be like the argument would be destroyed. But now BCH has come back much stronger. And we're using good humor and banter to win this argument, not with facts, but with emotions. We'll look back at 2024 and we'll look back and be like, we were part of the meme wars. And as was already mentioned yesterday, there's a Telegram group called Seize the Memes of Production?
Promotion.
Seize the Memes of Promotion on Telegram. And you can join this and draw the war room where we collaborate and think of how we can bring out more awesome memes. And you can see with these, the memes that we're generating now tend to be very, very positive. So in the past, it was very much like BTC shit, right? And, you know, the topic we still got with BTC and how much BCH is better, but the focus has changed. It's fun. BCH is better. That's the focus, and BTC is still there. And my favorite of these, or one of my favorite, is of, like, comparing BTC or any other blockchain in a positive way is this one. So we've got a story, like, everyone knows this, of Goldilocks. This block size is too small, BTC. This block size is too big, BSV. And this block size is just right. BCH is Goldilocks. And every image you put out there, right, it has a positive or negative impact on the person experiencing it. And it will make them think positively or negative against this product, against this branding, against BCH. People are much more attractive to positivity. And they'll see this. They may think nothing, or they'll laugh and they'll think positive. But they won't be thinking negative. And this is the crux of the presentation, is that the most important thing right now, in my mind, is the culture of BCH. We want to create and need to create as an attractive community as possible to be part of, so that community can grow the acceptance and the usage of Bitcoin Cash. And we can have, and we should be having a lot of fun, and it can be simple things, such as, I guess some of you may have seen this, such as the anti-maxi laser eye glasses. It's about having fun, right? It's not taking things too seriously. If you don't want to join in, fine, don't. No one's going to press you. But if you do want to join in, do so. Get some glasses. They can be cheap. They can be expensive. Take the piss of yourself. Lighten up. We're all very serious about Bitcoin Cash. It's important, but we've got to have fun and enjoy doing it too. And this is the critical part. You are all ambassadors to BCH, every single person. When you talk about BCH, whether it be online or in person, you are creating a positive impression of yourself or negative, and that impacts that person's impression on Bitcoin Cash. So if you don't take anything else from this presentation other than this one single point, and this is what I would like you to take, be awesome. Every interaction you have with people has an impact. Bitcoin Cash will become a world-adopted P2P monetary network, decentralized digital cash, and you are the someone that's going to make it happen. If you do just 1% more than you're doing today, and everyone joins in with this, the combined gains will be extraordinary and do so much to ensure BCH's success. Like having access to books, having the entire internet and wealth of human knowledge at the tip of our fingers, the decentralized monetary network of Bitcoin Cash will empower humanity and take us to the next stage in civilization and liberty. And with your efforts, like all other paradigm-shifting technologies, BCH will also one day be perfectly normal, taken for granted even, mundane and boring, used everywhere by everyone, and with your extra effort, this is Bitcoin Cash's future. And together, we would have made the impossible a reality. Thank you, BCH Bliss. I'm Elliot Price. We are BCH Community. Be awesome.